First U.S. production plug-in hydrogen fuel cell EV launches. Honda recently celebrated the start of production of the 2025 Honda CR-V EFCEV fuel cell electric vehicle, FCEV, at the Performance Manufacturing Center, PMC, in Ohio. The CR-V EFCEV is the only FCEV made in the U.S. and the first production hydrogen FCEV in the U.S. to combine an all-new U.S.-made fuel cell system with plug-in EV charging capability. A Honda associate at the Performance Manufacturing Center in Marysville, Ohio sub-assembles the EPU case for the all-new 2025 CR-V EFCEV. A compact CUV, the CR-V EFCEV received a 270-mile EPA driving range rating, combining the fuel cell system with plug-in charging to provide up to 29 miles of EV driving around town with the flexibility of fast hydrogen refueling for longer trips. In addition to producing the Honda CR-V EFCEV in the U.S., the next-gen fuel cell system that powers it is also made in the U.S. at Fuel Cell System Manufacturing LLC in Brownstown, Michigan, the joint venture production facility established by Honda and General Motors. The new fuel cell system was co-developed by Honda and GM, achieving higher efficiency and increased refinement, with durability performance doubled and cost reduced by two-thirds compared to the previous fuel cell system in the Honda Clarity fuel cell. Honda engineers optimized CR-V EFCEV steering and suspension tuning to deliver the same sporty driving experience and class-leading refinement as turbo and hybrid-powered CR-V models. Moreover, drivers can customize the driving experience of the CR-V EFCEV with selectable drive modes, including EV modes to maximize efficiency and a sport mode to prioritize acceleration and responsiveness. Refueling with hydrogen takes about the same time as filling in a tank with gasoline. Recharging the Honda CR-V EFCEV takes just 1.8 hours using a level 2 charger and adds up to 29 miles of battery-powered range for short trips around town. The Honda CR-V EFCEV also features the Honda Power Supply Connector, turning the CUV into a clean power source capable of running small home appliances, power tools or camping equipment, as well as charging the new Honda Motocompacto e-scooter. PMC Innovations. Production technicians at PMC navigated several challenges related to new production equipment and processes to effectively transition from building the Acura NSX supercar to the Honda CR-V EFCEV. The following is a look at several of these key initiatives. New components. PMC technicians are taking on multiple new assembly processes specific to producing a vehicle powered by a fuel cell system and a plug-in EV battery, requiring multiple connections for the vehicle's two power sources and the power supply connector that can provide electrical power for various external devices. These include subassembly of two hydrogen tanks, attaching high-pressure piping and other parts, and then installing the tanks in the vehicle, compressing hydrogen to 10,000 psi via a new on-site station used to fill the CR-V EFCEV hydrogen fuel tanks, installation of the fuel cell system along with connecting high-pressure piping and wiring, subassembly and installation of the underfloor battery. New weld system. Transitioning to the CR-V EFCEV required a complete transformation of the weld department, from a highly automated welding system created for an aluminum space frame to a multi-material unibody construction. The previous robotic weld system was removed and replaced with new steel welding robots, which were installed with characteristics of a traditional weld system but are unique from mass production plants with a flexible fixture system that rolls around on a track. PMC technicians also now perform some manual MIG welding to apply welds that are difficult for robots to reach to attach closure parts for the doors, hood and tailgate. Paint system modifications. The larger and heavier all-steel body of the CR-V EFCEV requires a different corrosion protection application process than the smaller, all-aluminum Acura NSX. The CR-V EFCEV marks the first application in Honda North America of zirconium to a mixed metal unibody, and utilizes the same high-appearance paint coating as the NSX. The E-Coat dip tank was designed for the smaller surface area of the NSX space frame, not a full-frame vehicle like CR-V with more surface area inside. So engineers had to modify the dip tank to enable the CUV body shape to enter at a 38-degree angle, steeper than the 15-degree angle for NSX. More precise control of the E-Coat pumps also is required for CR-V, to create higher circulation of the E-Coat to cover the surface area inside the frame. Following E-coating, but prior to application of the final paint finish, sealer is applied to prevent water leaks. The CR-V body is mounted on a rotisserie, but unlike the previous equipment arm used to turn the lighter NSX space frame, a more robust arm that can maintain stability of the heavier CR-V steel frame is used to turn the frame on its side. This enables associates to manually apply sealer similar to the application for the NSX. production of the FCEV at the PMC also is laying the groundwork for production of battery electric vehicles at the Honda EV Hub in Ohio from the standpoint of software for the integrated power unit, IPU. A video of these manufacturing innovations can be found here.